This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello there, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, a sports ethos presentation. Thank y'all so much for joining me. As always, I got your pitcher streams coming at you today for today and tomorrow. It's going to be a quick recap of today's streams, followed by a deep dive into tomorrow's streams. I'm excited to give that to you, but I'm even more excited about what I'm going to do after the podcast. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get me some coffee and you guessed it, a freaking honey bun. I can't wait. I'm freaking excited. I might get the Boston cream honey bun, the one that's covered in chocolate with the Bavarian cream in the middle. Oh my God, makes my fat boy heart so happy. Clogs it up, but I don't care. It is delicious and it makes me happy. Especially, and I'm not going to have a Yoo-hoo with it. I got to have my morning coffee still. But you know what? If I'm going to have a honey bun with my coffee in the morning, oh my God, especially the Boston cream one with the chocolate on it, guys. I love chocolate. I love honey bun. Whenever they decided to put chocolate on honey buns, I think that was the day I died and went to heaven, and I woke up in a world with chocolate on honey buns. My God, I don't understand why I love honey buns so much. They're just so freaking good. And if you disagree with me, well, you can freaking kick rocks and you can just stop listening for all I care. No, wait, please don't. Please don't. You're here for the pitcher streams. You're not here to hear me talk about honey buns, all right? Okay. All right, fine. I'll shut up about honey buns and I'll get into the pitcher streams. Make sure you follow me on the Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. And follow us on, follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB. And go check out all of our content there. Also, don't forget about our NFL division, Ethos Fantasy NFL, at Ethos Fantasy NFL, all the team preview action going on over there. But before, again, I get into, something I always forget to do. I mentioned this as an amateur podcast mistake. All right. And I keep making this mistake, but go like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, tell your mom about it, tell your dogs, tell your friends, tell your cat, go play my podcast out on a street corner, plug it into a speaker and just play it loud and proud for all to hear. Alrighty, y'all. Thank y'all so much for supporting the program. I really do appreciate it. Before I get into the streams, y'all know I got to show some love into our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with whatever over 150 slots games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Alrighty, y'all. Y'all know the drill. 65% or under, they will be talked about primarily. If what league this particular pitcher should be used in will be discussed as I go. If they don't talk about it at all, then that means that they are either heavily rostered or I'm not touching them with a 10-foot pole with my fantasy baseball teams. Alrighty, y'all. Quick recap of today's streams before I dive into tomorrow's streams. If you need more information on today's streams, listen to yesterday's podcast. I have a lot of names on the list for today. You got quite a few options for y'all out there. But today, tomorrow's streams, however, is going to be a bit of a deep league special. There really is one name that might be available for standard team, standard size leagues, like 12 teamers. But other than that, it's going to be a lot of deep league option, or maybe like desperation dart throws and those head to heads. But yeah, that's another thing. I'll just go ahead and start by saying that as well. We are entering Friday and Saturday in those head to heads. Keep an eye on your ERA and WHIP. And if you do not care about that, then maybe some of these names become more appealing to you because they might be able to get you a win. They might be able to get you some strikeouts. But you don't care about your ERA and WHIP. You're just trying to out-volume your opponent by saying, all right, fine, you're going to win the ERA and WHIP, but I'm going to have so many starters that are going to get me so many strikeouts and so many wins that you're going to at least be able to win those two categories, even though the ERA or WHIP or both might be screwed out of the water. You can go with some of these names to get some volume, to get yourself some counting stats to help you win those head-to-heads. Alrighty, y'all. For today, I led off with one of those deep league, roto league options, head-to-head volume kind of dude, and that's Cooper Criswell against the Yankees, but it's just a deep league option. The odds aren't really in your favor all that much, but if you're scraping the bottom of the barrel and you need a desperation volume play in your head-to-heads, or you're in a deep league, then maybe you go with Cooper Criswell. Zach Littell is the next one on the list. He is a 12-team kind of a risky 12-team option, but he can be okay. He especially those head-to-heads, he can be an option. But he's a deep volume play in those daily change roto leagues. He's more for deep leagues today. But those 12-team head-to-heads can chase him for the volume. Logan Allen is a deep league option because he is a lefty against the Blue Jays. But I would not use him in any 12-team scenario. Maybe a deep league. Only in deep leagues. I mean, just that's just, and I think I remember saying not even 14 team deep. I would save this for the super deep leagues. I'm talking 16 teams, that type of deep. All right. Simeon Woods Richardson was my favorite stream that was widely available. He has the athletics and I am using him in all formats. Hunter Brown is a shallow league play. That is, rostership is up over 50%, but he should be used in all scenarios. Andrew Heaney against the Mariners is a somewhat risky 12-team roto league play, but he can definitely be used in those head-to-heads for volume in 12 teams and in all other situations. But he has the Mariners, so overall he's a solid play. Max Meyer against the Nationals is a deep league dart throw at best, but can be a speculative add since he does have a prospect profile. Sean Manaea is a head-to-head volume play with some strikeout upside, but he's pretty risky for your 12-team daily change leagues in roto, but he can be used in all deep leagues. Mackenzie Gore, I don't want to talk about him as a streamer ever again. He has the Marlins. You're using him all over the place. Jordan Wicks is 3% owned, and he's a decent option with facing the Cardinals, who suck against left-handed hitting. He is a good strikeout upside kind of dude, and I think you could use him pretty solidly in 12-team formats, especially looking for that volume in head-to-heads. Let's talk Ryan Nelson. He is a very, very deep league play simply because he plays the White Sox. Ryan Feltner is also a deep league roto league play, but I'm fading him in 12-team roto leagues, but he can be used in 12-team head-to-heads for the volume. And then Matt Waldron, it sucks that he has the Mets. That makes him a 12-team roto league play in those everyday change leagues, but I think he can be a good, decent head-to-head volume option in 12-teamers that don't care about the ERA and WHIP. All right. Oh, and deep leagues can use them all over the place. Start with tomorrow's streams, y'all. And remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast. There's a lot of deep league options tomorrow. And in fact, there's going to be a laundry list of names at the very end of pitchers that kind of are very uninspiring themselves, but because they have a good matchup, they could be potentially used. And I'll explain more as I go. We're going to I'll talk to you real quickly first about Yariel Rodriguez. He makes his return against the Guardians tomorrow, and he's 4% owned, and I think that he's a deep league dart throw at best, right? And like, I'm talking 16 team leagues and beyond type deep league stuff, but he's an all-around fade. But the main thing I want to discuss with Yariel Rodriguez is that he does have a really good strikeout upside. He flashed it early on in the year before he went down. He has a 22% strikeout rate. He has a very solid four-seamer. He has an excellent slider, and I think this is a name for you to keep an an eye on, that he was someone that was trending in the direction that I was liking him as a stream, especially against weaker offenses. And I think he has the ability to become a stream against like half the league. I think he really can be a solid streaming option against a lot of offenses later down the road if he can show us better command, if he can execute his pitches, because he did show that nice strikeout upside. And so I do think there's potential for Yariel Rodriguez to be a pretty good option later down the road. So just keep your eye on what he does against the Guardians today, tomorrow rather, and then maybe we will start to see him on this list a bit more often.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's talk Eric Fetty, and this is really the one name that is a solid 12-team option, even though he is 53% owned, so that is a bit, that does make him probably more of a shallow league option, but oh well. He has Arizona, their 20th in WRC Plus against righties, and Eric Fetty is pretty solid. He's been a pretty solid pitcher this year. He has a 3.10 ERA, a 3.62 fielding independent pitching, with a 22.8% strikeout rate, a 6.8% walk rate. Now look, the strikeout rate, I've harped on this a few times with Fetty, and he keeps proving me wrong. The strikeout rate remains where it is. But, I mean, the dude's got a 10.0% swinging strike rate, a 26.6% CSW. His chase and whiff rates just aren't very good. There isn't really anything under the surface that tells me that Eric Fetty is going to be a high strikeout upside kind of dude for the rest of season. Now, I mean, it keeps proving me wrong, and the strikeout rate remains where it is, but I don't believe it. Whenever you have chase rates, whiff rates as low as they are, with a low swing strike rate, a low CSW, that I don't like it. But you go and you look at what he's done with the with hard contact, he's been avoiding it, right? He has excellent exit velocities, barrel rates, hard hit rates. He has a very good ground ball rate, and he gets good extension on his pitches. So there are a lot of things I like about Fetty. Avoiding that hard contact is kind of where he's going to get most of his value, I believe, for rest of season, is that he probably won't. Strikeouts will probably regress, but he should still be a solid streaming option moving forward because he does avoid the hard contact. And he does have some strikeout upside, right? I don't want to say it's zero, but I don't think it's going to be near the 23% strikeout rate that we currently see. So overall, Fetty is a solid pitcher. He is a solid streaming option against at least half the league, if not a little bit more. So I'm rolling with Fetty tomorrow. If you can get him on your roster, like I did say, he is heavily rostered at 53%. Let's talk Patrick Sandoval. He has those Giants. And guys, I don't understand why I keep seeing the Giants as like, oh, he's got the Giants. Let's stream him. Especially lefties or anybody really. They're seventh now. Overall, not just any specific time frame, they're seventh in WRC Plus against lefties. The Giants do really well against lefties, which makes Patrick Sandoval a 12-team fade in those everyday change leagues. But so you're in a roto league, everyday change, I would avoid him. But in deeper leagues, deeper daily change leagues and roto leagues, I think you can see Patrick Sandoval as a decent option tomorrow, even though it's still pretty risky. I don't know if I'm doing it in any roto league, honestly. Maybe the more deeper ones, I can see you going for it. But I do believe that Patrick Sandoval is a very solid head-to-head volume play because I think he does have legitimate strikeout upside. And also, he has a 5.23 ERA, but the fielding independent pitching is 3.74. So there is definitely a lot of room there for some positive regression for Patrick Sandoval. And he's also had a very rough stretch of opponents. I mean, most recently, he's had the Astros, the Yankees, the Guardians, who destroy lefties, the Royals, who are also pretty good against lefties. So he's had a lot of really tough opponents, and he's still able to give yourself a really good FIP, and he also has a really good strikeout rate at 23.5% with a swinging strike rate at 12.5% and a CSW of 29.6%. Those are all really solid numbers, and he is backing up his strikeout upside with that swinging strike rate and the CSW. I am very in on Patrick Sandoval for rest of season two. I think he is a really good streaming option against middling to lesser offenses, even though the Giants aren't that, which is why I would fade him in those standard size roto leagues where you're those everyday change roto leagues and 12 teams. I'm fading him. However, in deeper roto leagues, I think he can be a solid option, but it is still pretty risky, so I'm not going to give you a ringing endorsement on that in either. However, overall, you don't care about your ERA and whip. You're going into the weekend and you just need some volume, then you can go with Patrick Sandoval. He is one of the better options in that regard. Alrighty, y'all. The next name on the list is Andrew Abbott. He has Milwaukee, and they also struggle against lefties. With they are 22nd in the league in WRC+. Overall, Andrew Abbott is a very risky 12-team play, unless you're going for that volume stat, right? So I kind of feel like I'm beating a dead horse with that in this podcast. If you need the head-to-head volume, you could use him. That seems to be kind of the theme for today's podcast. Deep league, roto play only. He's really on the list specifically because the Brewers aren't very good against lefties, and so that makes Andrew Abbott pretty solid with a 3.28 ERA, but the fielding independent pitching, the FIP at 4.65, means that the ERA is not really backed up, but he does have a solid matchup to exploit for you out there. He doesn't have a very good strikeout rate of 18.6%. He has an okay walk rate at 7.2%, but the swinging strike rate at 9.5% and the 25.6% CSW are all very uninspiring. But he's had some success against bad offenses in the past. Against the Cubs, he went 5 innings, 5 strikeouts in an earned run. He got you a quality start against the Rockies. And against the Padres, he went 7 innings, didn't allow an earned run. So, there are some things that Andrew Abbott has done this year that makes me think that there is a chance that he could do well against the Brewers tomorrow. And so that's what makes me call him a head-to-head volume play. If you don't care about your ERA and whip, if you're in a deep league, everyday change league, that I can see you roll the dice on Andrew Abbott. But even though it's not a great play, it's more for those punt builds where you don't care about your ERA or whip. Alrighty, y'all. So to end today's podcast, I'm just going to give you a list of names of pitchers that I don't necessarily like these pitchers at all, but I think that because of their matchup, they are a stream in deep leagues. And those everyday change deep leagues is the only situation in which I would use them. Or if you just need a desperation dart throw play and you're just so far behind on your ERA and whip, and you're just straight trying to just out volume your opponent. You're just like, fine, you won the ERA and whip. Well, I'm going to start 7 starters this weekend. I'm just going to pick up everybody who has a matchup that I kind of sort of like, and I don't care about the pitcher, and you're just throwing shit on the wall and seeing what sticks. Well, here we go. The first name on the list is Bryce Wilson against the Reds, Tommy Henry against the White Sox, Ty Black against the Pirates, DJ Hers against the Marlins, and Trevor Rogers against the Nationals. So again, these are the guys that you're going to play. And if you just really need a desperation dart throw and head-to-heads where you're just trying to find lightning in the bottle and try and catch some volume, that's the only way in which I'm using these names. The two names on here that I will highlight because they have particularly bad matchups is DJ Hers. He's a lefty against the Marlins. The Marlins have a WRC plus of 70 against lefties. The Nationals, who are 29th against lefties, have a WRC plus of 78. So that is an over 10% increase from dead last, the Marlins, to the team above them. Why say that to say the Marlins are awful against lefties. So you know what? Throw DJ Hers out there as your dart throw in those head-to-heads. Throw him out there. He's got a great matchup. And then Trevor Rogers against the Nationals. I just said it. The Nationals are 29th in the league in WRC plus against lefties. So they also suck against lefties. So why not throw Trevor Rogers out there? He can be somebody that sticks in the wall for you. So again, Bryce Wilson against the Reds, Tommy Henry against the White Sox, Ty Block against the Pirates, and then the names that I like the most, even though it's not all that great, DJ Hurst against the Marlins and Trevor Rogers against the Nationals. Y'all, thank y'all so much for joining me. Don't forget to check out all of the lovely action at Sports Ethos, at Ethos Fantasy NFL, at Ethos Fantasy NFL, where we got all of our team previews happening over there. You got the NBA NFL draft, the NFL, your fantasy drafts are coming up. You need to get ready for them. And on the NBA side, we got the NBA draft coming up. Keep an eye out for those prospect profiles. Go check out the season recaps for all 30 teams, and go check out the Ethos Fantasy NBA Today podcast, the Ethos Fantasy NFL Today podcast. I don't know why I said the names of those podcasts so freaking weird. It's the Fantasy NBA Today podcast and the Fantasy NFL Today podcast. Go check those out, y'all. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Thank y'all so much for joining me. You have a great day.